This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine's leaders Monday are calling for maximum support from their Western allies in their attempt to defeat Russia in order to blunt economic effects on European allies, while Russia reiterated its blame on Western sanctions for disruptions to gas shipments to Germany and other parts of Europe. From his Twitter account Monday, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba said Russia's military aggression against Ukrainians, energy blackmail against EU citizens were to blame for rising prices, utility bills in European Union countries. He said the solution is maximum support to Ukraine so they can defeat Putin sooner and do no further harm to Europe. To emphasize that point, Ukraine Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal was in Brussels Monday, where he urged the European Union to fulfill its financial and military aid commitments and maintain its support for Kyiv more than 6 months after Russia's invasion. Shmyhal met European Union lawmakers early Monday morning, including EU Parliament President Roberta Metsola, who told the Reuters news agency Shmyhal feared Europeans, faced with inflation and rising energy prices, might forget about the conflict.
There are still military commitments that need to be made, and there's still the support that needs to continue to be unwavering. The risk is that people in Europe forget that there's a war. The risk is that we look away. The risk is that millions of Ukrainians feel like they have no choice but to remain either internally displaced or be outside of Ukraine over the next months.
Meanwhile, Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty is reporting Monday the operator of Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, Eneratom, says only one of six reactors at the power station is still in operation, as fears around the Russian-occupied plant remain despite the installation of two UN watchdog inspectors at the site. This is VOA News. As expected, Britain's Conservative Party has chosen Foreign Secretary Liz Truss as the party's new leader, putting her in line to become confirmed as the next Prime Minister for Britain. Truss's selection was announced Monday in London after a leadership election in which only the 180,000 dues-paying members of the Conservative Party were allowed to vote. Truss beat rival Rishi Sunak, the government's former Treasury chief, by promising to increase defense spending and cut taxes, while refusing to comment on how she might address Britain's inflation-driven cost-of-living crisis. Queen Elizabeth is scheduled to formally name Truss as Britain's prime minister Tuesday. The ceremony will take place at the Queen's Balmoral Estate in Scotland, where the Queen is vacationing. Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced in July he was stepping down after his government was awash in scandals, such as violating some of his own government's COVID-19 lockdown rules. Well, now that federal regulators in the United States have approved a new vaccination, the question is, should you get it and when? Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Within days, Americans will be offered the new bivalent boosters that target both the original coronavirus and today's dominant Omicron strains, BA4 and BA5. The Pfizer shots are for anyone 12 and older, while Moderna's version is for those 18 and up. For most people, the FDA recommends waiting at least 2 months after your last booster or COVID-19 infection, while CDC experts say it's better to wait 3 months or as long as 6 months if you're not at high risk. CDC advisor Dr. Sarah Long says that if you wait a little more, you get a better immunologic response. Another reason to wait a few months is to reduce the risk of heart inflammation, a rare vaccine side effect. The CDC notes that most Americans eligible for an updated booster have already gone at least 6 months since their last shot. I'm Jennifer King.
China's state media is reporting an earthquake Monday in southwestern Sichuan province has killed at least 21 people. The magnitude 6.8 quake hit around midday in Sichuan, an area where earthquakes regularly occur. China's Earthquake Network Center reported the quake struck a mountainous area in Luding County shortly after midday local time. Chinese state broadcaster CCTV said the earthquake triggered landslides, damaged homes, and interrupted power. The quake was felt in the provincial capital, Chengdu, located 200 kilometers from the epicenter. Sichuan province, which sits on the edge of the Tibetan Plateau, where tectonic plates meet, is regularly hit by earthquakes. Two quakes in June killed at least four people. A magnitude 8.0 earthquake in Sichuan in 2008 killed tens of thousands. Repeating the hour's top story, Ukraine's leaders Monday are calling for maximum support from Western allies in its efforts to defeat Russia in order to blunt the economic effects on European allies, while Russia reiterated its blame on Western sanctions for disruptions of gas shipments to Europe. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.